Right. Good evening, everyone. So just to close out, Mir Tzashem Simon Beis in the Kitzer. So the Kitzer writes the following. Elu Dvarim, this is in Siftes. Elu Dvarim Tzrichim Tiyaz Naim Amayim. The following activities require one to wash with water. And what are they? Number one, Hakam in Amita, one who gets up from the bed, meaning one who gets up, one who awakes from sleeping. Remember again, that applies, according to the Kitzer, whether one slept at night, or even if one slept what he calls Shisin Nishman, which we said a half hour during the day, one would also be required to go ahead and wash Netilas Sedaim upon awakening by day. The difference is that if you only sleep a half hour by day, although you have to wash, because it's a machlokes, whether or not such a washing is obligatory, one does not make a bracha for such a washing. But nevertheless, one washes. Vayotzei Beis HaKiseh, one who comes out of the bathroom. Now this is actually quite interesting. The Mishnah Berurah actually points out that this halacha is true, afilu lo asa tzrachav. Even if one did not take care of their bodily needs, the act of just walking into the bathroom by definition necessitates and requires a hand washing and tefillas adayim when you emerge. Now there's much to discuss, we're not going to get into it tonight, but there's a lot of interesting halachic literature about the status of our contemporary bathrooms with indoor plumbing. Remember, when the halacha talks about a beis hakiseh, a bathroom, it's talking about an area where the waste is contained, as opposed to today, again, with indoor plumbing where the waste is taken away. So it's an interesting discussion in halacha. Could one go ahead and fulfill the obligation to wash their hands in the bathroom or not? So there are many poskim that hold you can. There are many poskim that hold that you could actually do the washing inside the bathroom itself. You don't have to wait until you leave. We're both machmir. They were both stringent and said today, even with indoor plumbing, one should still do netila siyadayim outside of the bathroom. Next, notel tziporonov. After one cuts their nails, one should wash their hands. Megalech sa'arosav, after one gets a haircut. V'hacholetz mina olav, after one goes ahead and takes off their shoes, one should go ahead and wash their hands. Now the idea over here is, this is only if you touch your shoes. Meaning if I take off my shoes without touching my shoes, there's no obligation to go ahead and wash my hands. Only if I touch the shoes am I obligated to wash. Just as an aside, in the Sharim Mitzvah Ba'aloch, he brings out an interesting case. But what's the halacha if I go to a shoe store to buy shoes? So if I try on shoes and I touch the shoes, am I obligated to go ahead and wash the tefillas adayim or not? Interesting machlokes haposkim. In any event, hanogea mishamish mitaso, after one engages in marital relations, nogea bikino, if one touches a louse. Now to us, of course, this sounds strange. But you know, again, it wasn't so long ago where people were actively delousing their own clothing. If one is delousing clothing, even if one did not come in direct contact with a louse, one who scratches their head, now you have to understand something, one who scratches their head, the idea is anytime you touch a part of the body that's normally covered, one is obligated to wash their hands. So also understand that hygienic standards have also changed over time. That for example, from the Gemara's perspective, when you scratched your head, chances are you came away with something, a little souvenir from the experience, reflective again of different hygienic standards that existed. But nevertheless, the halacha still stands today. Even if one scratches their head, one should wash the netilas adayim afterwards. Vanogia beguf mokamos mechusim. And the truth is, this applies again in general whenever you touch a covered part of the body, or I should say differently, a part of the body that is normally covered. If one touches it, one is obligated to wash. Vayotze besakvaras. Similarly, if one leaves the cemetery, one should wash. Vahamalaves hameis, or if one escorts the dead. O shenichnas ba'oal hameis. So malavish, if one escorts the dead, Mishnah Berurah points out that's only if you're within dalet amos. Only if you're within 6 feet of the corpse, then you're obligated to wash. Nichnas ba'oal hameis means I'm under the same roof as a corpse. Even if I'm not within dalet amos, within 6 feet, and hamakis dam, makis dam, and one who goes ahead and engages in bloodletting, all of these cases one should wash their hands. Now there's an interesting discussion. So now we've established you have to wash your hands for all of these things. The shaila, of course, becomes, well, what kind of hand washing are we talking about? Remember again, in halacha, we essentially have two different kinds of hand washing. We have the type of hand washing we can do for a suuda, which is two and two, and then we have the type of until we do in the morning, which is three on each hand, but consecutive. So the Mishnah Berurah has this discussion. He says, "Ve'in tzarech shalosh pamim kiim bekam min amita." So the Mishnah Berurah's first approach is the only time you have to do the consecutive three-time washing is when you wake up in the morning. All the other types of washing that we're talking about are 2 and 2, not 3 consecutive. However, but some say that for when you come back, when you come out of a cemetery or after marital relations, that those washings require 3 times each. And again, he quotes a whole variety of other opinions who are machmir like this as well. So again, in the Dirshu, Mishnah Berurah, in the footnotes here, they quote many poskim that seem to say that in any situation where one of these hand washings is required, conventional wisdom is that we do it the same way we do it when we wake up in the morning, namely, again, 3 consecutive washings, right, left, right, left, right, left, in the same manner in which we wash upon awakening in the morning. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Lezako, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Heber, Lahem, Tormit, Soshina, Emar, Adonai, Chafetz, Man, Tzitko, Yabdil, Torah, Vyadir.